Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the text. Luke, who do we have a text from?
Yeah, so Randy of Cooksville texted in. He had a question for you. He wanted to know if, in regard to the civil service appointments made by Trump, might President Biden be able to remove them through a probationary period condition?
That's an excellent question. And the answer is, in some cases, I think it depends on where in the government they came from. You know, were they already somewhere else? But here's the bottom line. Trump is going to review every one of these last minute appointments. Presumptively, an appointment made in the last 3 months is suspect. And then any of them that were stuck in there who are political appointments, and Trump has already done it. He's already gotten rid of things that he can, for instance, general counsel of the NSA, general counsel of the NLRB, that kind of thing. But with the rest of them, they're all going to be put out under a microscope. And if they can get rid of them on the probationary issue, great. If they can't, I'm sure they'll transfer them to something else so that their civil service protections are guaranteed, but they can't cause any problems. But they are immediately suspect. They're trolls. They're plants. We don't want them, and Biden does not want them. We're going to the line. Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. Hey, I know you have strong legal backgrounds, and I know you know about campaigning, and I know that there's all fair and love and war, but sometimes there are issues in campaigns that reach across to things like defamation. I talked to a lot of people throughout the last election cycle, and one of them was Susan Sheldon with the Joel Jacobson campaign. And what happened was they got within the margin of error. They were starting to poll, and all of a sudden, Robin Voss is starting to panic. What they did was they pulled a picture off of Joel's website, and he basically was holding up a placard with a big smile on his face, very proud of whatever he had. I don't know what it was. They photoshopped in defund the police. And then they wound up sending it through the whole district, and people voted for Robin Voss, who may have voted for Joel Jacobson. Now that we've got the governor at the head of the assembly instead of the head of state, we need something that we can use to actually get him to start working with our current governor. Could we not have the Department of Justice look into what they did and at least distract him from gavel in, gavel out?
Yeah. You know, you're raising a good point. Let me give a little background to everybody. Robin Voss was up for re-election, and this fellow that you're describing was running against him. And it was a corrupt deal. Somebody photoshopped him holding a sign saying defund the police, which is not what he said. And he started to get death threats. His family started to get threats. And I think his wife freaked out. I don't blame her. And this is for the assembly in southeastern Wisconsin, and he didn't need this anymore. So he dropped out. And then Voss, you think that butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. He looked sorrowful. Oh, it's terrible that he dropped out. And then another guy ran. This is a gerrymandered district, Slammer. So any Republican is going to win. And Voss is still in there until we get fair maps. I think, frankly, what I would do if there is outright fraud like that, if I were the attorney general, I would investigate it and prosecute it. In other words, if you... in an election, you can say all's fair in love and war, but if you say something fraudulently and communicate it, there are certain statutes that come into play and certain computer statutes and so forth. So I would take a very good hard look at it. But here's the deal. With the Republican Party, there is nothing that they won't do. Donald Trump advocated the assassination of Hillary Clinton by saying that the Second Amendment people should take care of it, and her bodyguard should be disarmed. And he got away with it. And now we have QAnon types in the Republican Party actually doing violence. Our Republican legislature in this state is an enemy of Wisconsin. It is a malignant tumor. It is not legitimate. It is gerrymandered. And they are subservient. They're servile to the Republican donors. They're policy mules of the Republican donor cartel. That's what they are. They're frightened to death of being primary. And Voss is the guy, he's sort of the overseer of all of them. So until we get fair maps, if these guys keep getting reelected, we are going to have more of this. Now, At some point, it gets too much, even for Republican voters. So we have two excellent Democrats who won assembly seats in Republican areas, in the Devendrack in the North Shore of Milwaukee, and then an excellent Democrat out in the Elm Grove, Brookfield area.
Sarah Rodriguez.
And they're up again. They're up again in 2022. We got to hold them. And we lost two Senate seats in Hudson and in Green Bay. So the point of the matter is there are these gerrymandered seats, and we have got to work. We have got to work to flip them. Now, in 2022, if we have fair maps, then I think we get the majority back. A guy like Voss isn't going to get in. I mean, people would blanch. They would blanch in horror. They would go screaming the other way if they saw Voss in a 50-50 district. He's not going anywhere. But as long that's what, but that's what you had. That's what Slammer was referring to. Some guy, new a new face, good candidate, is bullied out of the race by fraud and lying. This isn't just political tactics. This is fraud and lying. And then the other guy comes in and doesn't win anyway. It was a terrible, terrible thing. And those are the remedies that we can do. And speaking of which, now online, this is a new one. The far right of the Republican Party, the QAnon types, the troublemakers who are insurrectionists, are now threatening members of Congress as they travel to and from the Capitol for the impeachment vote. In other words, not every member of Congress has security. The president has security. It's great. He's not in Congress. Vice president does. The speaker and the majority leader, and I think the number three in each house, in each chamber and also in each party, have security. But beyond that, you're a guy. You rent an apartment in Madison. In Washington, some of them room together, two or three of them, because the rents are expensive and everybody complains about their salary, but it's not enough to live in Washington and have a house and home. And what? They're going to go down to the train station or the bus, and they got to watch out. That's what's happening. We are putting up with a culture, a Trump QAnon culture, that is tolerating and is resulting in physical threats to members of Congress. You can't have that. You cannot have that. You cannot have that. It's like the judiciary. You cannot have that. At some point, a message has to be sent. That may well be the indictment of Donald Trump for fomenting an insurrection. The indictment of Donald Trump for money laundering and tax fraud in Manhattan. Or the indictment of Donald Trump for threatening and extorting Reffensperger of Georgia, saying you have to come up with 11,870 votes real quick, real quick. It's extortion. Otherwise, there'll be a criminal consequence. If I said that or you said that, that's extortion. It's a felony. So there's got to be a statement, a massive statement. The one congresswoman from Aspen who is alleged to have colluded with the conspirators, giving them tours, showing them where Nancy Pelosi's real office is, not her ceremonial office. That there's got to be a grand jury convened to determine if that's what she did. And if she did that, she should go to prison. There's got to be a sanction. There's got to be a message. And we're calling for it loud and clear right now on Devil Radio. Okay, we're winding down for the day. There's a great set of programming for the day, all day. Syndicated, Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Robinson, the whole schmear. And then on Saturdays, we have great. We have Pizza Box Mike, who calls into the show. A lot of crust with Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct will be back tomorrow. Same time, same place, with breaking news and breaking history. And until then, signing off, Matt Flynn Direct. I do what it takes.